Good morning, everybody, and especially good morning, kids online, and my kids are here this morning. I have a really special book that I would like to share with you. This book has been a favorite in our families, and it's one that's actually especially good right now, and it's called It Will Be Okay by Lisa Turkhurst. I have to do a little bit of juggling. I'm going to grab my human mic stand here. Thanks, Cornelius. All right. So in case you don't know, this is my husband. This is all COVID kosher. All right. So in a dusty shed on a rickety shelf, hidden in a cozy packet, lived a tiny seed. Day after day, little seed watched as the farmer came into the shed. The farmer's strong hand would reach into the packet, and he would say, "I have a plan for you." Each time he selected a seed. Little Seed knew the farmer was good, but he did not want to leave his home. Little Seed liked living inside the cozy packet on the rickety shelf in the shed, in the farmer's dusty shed. He did not want to go. In a nearby woods, under the big tall trees, in a comfy den lived a playful fox. He would play, but then a long black shadow scared him, and he hurried to hide in his den, and he was afraid of shadows and howling winds and rain and almost everything. He did not like being afraid. And one particularly dark night, a storm came, and rain poured in the fox's den. Oh no, the fox ran away, and he ran into the shed, and he bumped into the rickety shelf and knocked over the cozy packet. Little Seed rolled onto the floor. A surprised little fox found himself standing nose to nose with a very unhappy seed. "I'm Little Fox, and I live in the den with the big tall trees, and I'm scared, and it's warm in here. Will you be my friend?" Little Seed said, "Do you see a pillow? Do you see a bed? Do you see a place to lay your head? No, you don't, because this is the farmer's shed." But then Little Seed thought about it and thought that it would be nice to have a friend. Little Fox and Little Seed became the best of friends. Little Seed told silly stories, and Little Fox made funny faces. Each day when the farmer came into the shed, Little Fox hid away. But the farmer was good, and the farmer was kind, and the farmer was always watching over them, even when they didn't know it. One day, the farmer came into the shed, as he had on many days. "Little Seed," he said as he placed him in his hand, "I have a plan for you. I have waited for just the right time, and today is the day." "Oh, no, please, no, I don't want to go," thought Little Seed. The farmer went outside and knelt down. He pushed Little Seed under the ground, into the dirt, into a deep, dark, messy place. "Now, Little Seed, this is going to be different, and it might seem scary, but it will be okay. You can trust me," said the farmer. Little Seed wished he was inside the cozy packet on the rickety shelf in the farmer's dusty shed. "I want to trust even when I can't see, but how in the world can this be good for me?" "Little Seed, come back!" The fox looked for Little Seed all over the place, under the tractor, and under the duck's wing, and even in the dog's ear, but he could not find Little Seed anywhere. Now Little Fox was worried. "Little Seed, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. Way down in the dirt. I'm scared, and I'm lonely, and I don't like it here." Little Seed's voice came muffled to him. Little Fox tried to figure out what to do, but he said, "It's different and scary to be someplace new, but it will be okay, Little Seed." But they weren't sure. But the farmer was good, and the farmer was kind, and the farmer was always watching over them, even when they didn't know it. Little Fox stayed by Little seed day after day, and he was scared and lonely too. But after a while, Little Fox started to see how the farmer took care of them. Fresh water for Little Seed, berries for Little Fox. Little Fox was starting to believe that the farmer was good and the farmer was kind. "My friend," whispered a sleepy Little Fox to Little Seed, "go to sleep. It will be okay." Little Seed sat in that dark, messy place for what seemed like a very long time. But one spring morning, Little Seed felt a mysterious stirring, and he started to grow. He pushed through the dirt and became a little shoot. And there, looking right surprised, was his friend Little Fox. Little Fox looked down and saw a beautiful green sprout. "My friend!" And they began to play together. After many days of fun, Little Seed said, "Little Fox, look up and see. It's hard to believe what became of me from that messy, dark place. I grew and grew from a seed to a tree. Only the farmer knew." Together they made it through the dark and scary time, and together they learned that the farmer was good, and the farmer was kind, and the farmer was always watching over them, even in the dark, messy places. A little seed grew into a big, strong tree, and they played together, and the good and kind farmer was always watching over them. Little Seed liked things to stay the way that they were, and Little Fox was sometimes afraid. But just as they learned to trust the farmer, we can learn to trust God. We do not need to fear. He has a wonderful plan. God loves you, and he is kind. And in the end, it really will be okay. Trust this truth through the tough things you face, confusing times in the messy, hard place. God loves you, and he is kind. Remember this always in your heart and in your mind. So thank you. I hope that this encourages you, that you remember that we have a good and kind Father who is always watching over us, even when we don't know it. Thank you.